It figured that Nick Garcia was playing in the Dream League. He loved to dream as much as he loved throwing a baseball, something Nick knew in his heart, even if he'd never say it out loud. He could do as well as anybody his age in the South Bronx. Nick's coach, Thomas Vieira, once told him he could throw even harder at the age of 12 than Nick's hero, the great Yankees pitcher, Michael Arroyo, had been at the same age. "Now, I can't actually prove that," Coach Vieira said, "but I saw Michael play when he was in Little League, heard the sound the ball made in the catcher's glove. The sound you make is louder." Back when Michael Arroyo was growing up in the Bronx, he'd pitched on the north side of 161st Street, right where they'd built the new Yankee Stadium. At that time, it was the baseball fields of McCombs Dam Park. Once the new stadium went up, a replacement McCombs Dam Park opened on the south side of 161st in the footprint of the old stadium. This was where Nick and his teammates on the Bronx Blazers now practiced and played, often with fans filing past on their way to Yankee games. "I know about the fields where Michael Arroyo pitched," Nick told his coach. "I've seen the old pictures online." "You seem to know just about everything about him," Coach Vieira said. It was true. Nick dedicated a lot of time to finding out everything about Michael, including what happened during his childhood when he came to America on a boat from Cuba with his father and brother. He'd read every news piece, biography, and article in existence, not to mention the ESPN documentary he'd seen about 100 times. Nick even knew about the time Michael threw a ball from home plate to center field at the old McCombs Dam Park to stop a purse snatcher. It wasn't just Michael's fame that drew Nick's attention. Michael represented everything that was possible for Nick to achieve. Seeing a brown-skinned kid from the South Bronx just like him make it onto the Yankee mound one day was enough to keep Nick fixed on his dream. "Someday," Nick told his coach, "I'm going to make it across that street and pitch for the Yankees." They were sitting on the grassy hill behind home plate, both having arrived early for tonight's practice. Coach smiled and pointed over to their left, where the stadium loomed so big that sometimes Nick imagined it blocking out the sun or swallowing up half the South Bronx, its shadow casting over the corner bodegas and fruit vendors on the street. "It's right over there," Coach said, like it was simple. "Only a couple hundred yards, or a million miles," said Nick. "Michael Arroyo made it there from 158th and Girard," Coach Vieira said. "You can make it from 164th and Grand Concourse." He grinned as he pointed to the word printed on the front of Nick's blue practice t-shirt, "Dream." "It'll take a lot more than that," Nick said. "Ah," Coach said. "But I honestly believe the good Lord has blessed you with a right arm like Michael Arroyo's left. Michael is special. So are you," Tomas Vieira was quick to say. "And this summer, it could be you standing on his pitcher's mound." The Dream League was part of a larger organization run by Major League Baseball called RBI, which stood for Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities. This August, they were holding a summer league tournament for teams from the Bronx. It was arranged in partnership with the Yankees that the MVP of the tournament would get to throw out the first pitch before a Yankee home game. Nick had already been named the MVP of his RBI team in the spring. If he could somehow manage to do it again, he'd get to know, for one moment, what it was like to be in the middle of the most famous field in the world. Then it wouldn't only be the people in the stands watching him, but perhaps Michael Arroyo, too. A lot needed to go right for that to happen. Nick had to pitch his absolute best in the summer league, the same as he had in the spring, and the Blazers would have to win the tournament. He was almost sure of that. For the most part, in sports, the MVP came from the championship team. But at least the chance was there, to make it from this field to the one across the street. "Can I ask for a favor?" Nick said to his coach. "Go for it." "Let's not talk about the MVP award. I don't want anybody to think I care about it more than winning the tournament." "Oh, I know that," Coach said, with a wave of his hand. "And so do your teammates." "But can we please just not talk about it?" Nick pleaded, swiping a palm over his buzz cut. "I won't if you don't want me to," Coach Vieira promised. "Not gonna lie, it would be great to throw out that first pitch," Nick said, punching a fist into his mitt. "But I'm not fixed on that." He was. Nick wasn't going to admit it to his coach, or his teammates, or even his parents. He was too embarrassed to tell any of them how much it would mean to throw that pitch, how much he wanted it. But he did.